我们来读一些圣经节。
Let us read a few Bible verses.
诗篇三十九篇第五节。
Psalm 39 verse 5.
我们只读上一句话。
We'll just read the first part.
你使我的年月载如手掌，我一生的年数在你面前如同无有。
Indeed, you have made my days as handbreadth, and my ages as nothing before you.
第六节，上一句话。
The first part of verse 6.
世人行动是事幻影，他们忙乱，真是枉然。
Surely every man walks about like a shadow. Surely they busy themselves in vain.
九十篇第十二节。
Psalm 90 verse 12.
求你指教我怎么样数算自己的日子，好叫我们得着智慧的心。
So teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom.
哇，就说这一次夏令会我们弟兄的交通，我在这里也有点交通。
Using our brother sharing from summer retreat, I want to fellowship some more on it.
我想我们陈根这些圣经节非常适合这次夏令会我们弟兄所交通的。
These are the Bible verses for the morning devotion. It is very fitting and related to what our brother shared.
我们弟兄交通说要珍惜这个要爱惜光阴。
Our brother shared that we need to redeem the time.
我们要珍惜现在我们有的时间。
And we need to care for the time that we have.
我们头脑都知道我们的时间是有限的。
In our minds, we know that we have limited time.
但是我们的生活好像我们有无限的时间。
But in our lives, we act as if we have unlimited time.
我们觉得我们有很多的时间我们可以用的。
We think we have a lot of time that we can use.
我们也似乎活在地上，我们没有什么目的的。
And perhaps we live in this world, we don't have any purpose.
我们尽量要得着这个世界。
And we do our best to gain this world.
我们要成功。
We want to be successful.
我们要出名。
We want to be famous.
我们尽量要享受这个世界。
And we do our best to enjoy this world.
除非主的怜悯给我们真的有启示。
Unless the Lord truly gives us revelation.
使我们改变有不同的眼光。
So that we can change and have a different view.
刚刚我们读的圣经节。
The Bible verses that we just read.
如果我们没有启示的话，我们这一生所过的是无有的。
If we do not have revelation, then our lives will be in vain.
我们一生所做的是枉然的。
And all we do will be in vain.
我想诗人在这里写得非常清楚，如果我们没有知道活着是为了主的话，这一生是无有也是枉然的度过。
I think if the psalmist writes here that if we do not know that we need to live before the Lord, then it is as nothing and all we do is in vain.
我们在神面前可能没有什么东西可以被他记录的。
And perhaps there is nothing that can be remembered, recorded by our Lord.
所以我们求主能够给我们有启示，眼睛能够打得开。
So may the Lord give us revelation so we can open our eyes.
他这里说哈，给我们真知道我们人生是有限的，以致我们有能够去数算我有的日子。
And so may the Lord show us that our days are limited so we can number our days.
他说我们如果懂得数算我们的日子，我们就得着智慧的心。
And if we know how to number our days, then we will gain a heart of wisdom.
我们都很想我有智慧。
We all want to have wisdom.
但是圣经告诉我们说，懂得数你在地上有多少的日子，你会有智慧。
The Bible tells us here that if we know how to number our days, then we will have wisdom.
这个智慧给我们对永恒的事情看重。
And this wisdom will give us a view on the things of eternity.
我们会投资在永恒有价值的事上。
And we will invest in things of eternal value.
所以希望我们陈根的这几段圣经能够记在我们的心中。
So may these few Bible verses from our morning devotion be kept in our heart.
如果我们没有看到我们时间人生的有限的话，我们的一生是无有幻影，枉然白活。
If we do not see that our time on earth is limited, then we will be living as a shadow and we will be busy ourselves in vain.
求主给我们有 能够数算我们的日子，有智慧的心，抓住机会，能够经得起他的考验。
May the Lord teach us to number our days, have a heart of wisdom, and so that we can pass His time to testing.
我今天要就着我们弟兄的交通这两个点，抓住机会跟经得起考验，有点交通。
And so I want to share a bit on these two points. One is grabbing hold of the opportunity, and the second is through the testing. The first I want to share on testing.
所有真的东西，有用的东西，都是经过考验。
Everything that is real and of use must pass through testing.
你说一个钢铁，它一定要经过很高温的火烧过，还存留得住，才能够用来建筑。
If we look at a piece of steel, it must go through intense heat before it can be used as to build a house.
我们发现现在这个有些人去面试，有些公司还要你经过考试，因为他我要找有用的员工。
And we see that when some people go to interviews, they are presented with a test because the company is looking for employees who know and are useful.
神今天要得着人，要找人，他能够用的人。
Today, God is looking for people He can use.
我们发现你有心要主还不够，你说我爱主还不够。
So we see that if you have a heart for the Lord, it's not enough. If you say you love the Lord, this is not enough.
神说我要试一试，考验一下，你是真的要我，你真的爱我。
The Lord says, I will test you, see if you really love me.
神常常用环境来考验我。
And the Lord often uses our environment to test us.
仇敌也用环境来对付我。
Satan also uses the environment to deal with us.
我们发现仇敌用环境大概是用两件事情。
And Satan uses the environment in two ways.
一个是逼迫苦难。
One is through persecution and difficulty.
第二个，给你安乐的生活。
The second is give you a life of pleasure.
我们看初期教会在第二、第三世纪的时候
When we look at the first churches in the second and third century,
罗马帝国对基督徒的迫害基本上是见人就杀
The Roman Empire had extreme persecution to Christians and they killed many Christians.
我们读他们的历史，我们知道有人在这迫害里面他们就放弃信仰。
And we read in history that under this persecution, some gave up their faith.
也有不少因着他们信主，他们都被杀了，殉道。
And there are many that because of their faith, they were martyred.
这是仇敌用迫害、苦难、考验神的儿女。
And this is how Satan uses persecution and suffering to test God's children.
到了第四世纪，康斯坦丁成为罗马王的时候
In the 4th century when Constantine became the Roman Emperor
他对基督徒非常的友好
He was very kind to the Christians
还鼓励所有人民来信耶稣
And he encouraged all the people to become Christians
说好多人跑来信耶稣
So many people came to believe in the Lord
但是很可惜真正重生的人好多没重生的都跑到教会来
But unfortunately, many of them were not even born again Christians. They just came to the
church. 教会成为一个有生命的地方，就因为这样的进来，成为一个组织了。
And so the church went from a place with life to just an organization.
教会的见证就没了。
And the testimony of the church was lost.
这是仇敌用的两个方法。
These are the two methods that the enemy will use.
都是用环境，要就给你非常的苦，要的就给你非常的放松。
Both of these are related to our circumstances. One is either very difficult, the other is very relaxed.
我们发现时间对我们是一个考验。
We see that time is a testing.
短时间里面我们好像守得住，一长就试出来。
In a short time, it might look like we can keep it, but over time, it exposes the truth.
我们看扫罗王，只要他等七天。
Let us look at King Saul. He was asked to wait 7 days.
他等到第七天，但是没有满七天，他就失败了。
He waited till the 7th day, but he couldn't wait till the end of the 7th day, and then he failed.
保罗有个同工叫迪马。
Paul had a co-worker named Demas.
你说这个迪马能够跟保罗做同工，那不简单。
We think if Demas could be a co-worker with Paul, that must be something.
但是这时间一拖，当他看到保罗坐牢了，
But、
可能他也把看保罗的锁链，看保罗的锁链为耻了。
And over time, Demas saw Paul was in prison and he was ashamed of Paul's chains.
保罗怎么说？他说：“迪马，我这个亲爱的同工，贪爱现今的世界，就离开我。”
And Paul says that Demas, my beloved brother, he for the love of the world, he has left me.
我们有时候很难想象，跟保罗同工了这么久，最后会离开。
It's hard for us to imagine that a co-worker with Paul for so long, in the end, he still.
我们来看大卫。
Let's look at David.
他前大半生，他。都在打仗。
First part of his life, he was constantly fighting battles.
在这打仗的生活里面，他经得起许多的考验。
During this time of fighting, he encountered many testing.
我们如果说在他五十岁之前 ，he almost has a perfect record. 他基本上你发现他的考验都过了。
We can see that before he was 50, he almost passed every test he was encountered.
但五十岁之后,
but after 50,
过舒服的生活,
he started living a relaxed life.
他受不了女人的迷惑, 就犯罪了。
And he fell to the deception of a woman and he sinned.
我们看所罗门,
let's look at Solomon.
一生都是舒服的。
His whole life was comfortable.
我们听到这个，我们都要像所罗门。
We hear this. We all want to be like Solomon.
因为他一生都是舒服的。
Because his whole life was full of comfort.
但你发现他前面，他守得住。
We see in the beginning of his life, he
was able to keep it. 他在这么舒服的环境中，他守得住。
In such a comfortable environment, he was able to keep it.
但时间是一个考验。
But time is a test.
这个一下去，你发现，他说，圣经说，他被他的飞兵。迷惑他就拜偶像去了。
And over time, we see the Bible tells us that he fell to the deception of his concubines and he went to worship idols.
圣经特别讲，所罗门是神跟他显现过两次，结果他还是去拜偶像。
Bible tells us that God even revealed himself to Solomon twice, yet he still went and worshiped idols.
神有跟你显现过吗？
Has God revealed himself to you?
你说我都没有，神都没给我显现，那我是跌倒了吧。
You say, God has never revealed himself to me. Of course, I'm going to fail.
弟兄姊妹，我们是必须经过考验的。
Brothers and sisters, we must go through testing.
没有一个神的儿女可以说我不需要经过考验。
Not one of God's children can say, I don't need to go through testing.
所以我们来看，我们今天要面对的也是这两个，一个是苦难，一个是舒适的生活。
So today, the difficulty, or what we need to face is the same thing. One is times of difficulty, the other is comfortable life.
我们在苦难中，我们有两个的反应。
In times of suffering, we have two reactions.
一个就在苦难中，或者神给我们的苦难有两种的情况。一个是在苦难中一段时间就把苦难拿走。
So there are two ways that we might encounter the suffering. One is that for a period of time, then God takes it away.
我们都希望在难处中很快就解决。
We all want that in these times of difficulty, quickly it will be removed.
神给我们要学习怎么经过这个困难。
But God,
这个考验,
but God wants to teach us how we ought to go through this time of difficulty.
允许这个苦难有一段的时间。
So God allows this difficulty for a certain period of time.
乃是考验我们能否忍受和忍耐走过的。
To test us whether we are able to withstand and whether we are able to walk through it.
另外一个，神不拿走那个苦难。
The other is God does not remove the difficulty.
神说，我给你更多的恩典。给你经过这个苦难。
But God gives more grace for us to overcome this difficulty.
我常常觉得这个故事很好，但是有一条船在海上在走，前面有一块礁石。
I like this illustration. There is a ship in the ocean and in front of the ship there is a great rock.
我们的祷告是什么？主啊，挪走那个礁石。
And what is our prayer? Lord, remove this rock.
但是你发现神常常做的事不是挪走的。
But we find that often what the Lord does is not remove the rocks.
神是把海水升高，让你在上面走过去。
But God raises the tide so that you can pass over it.
换句话说，这个难处已经不影响你。
In other words, this difficulty no longer bothers you.
所以圣经常常跟我们说，主的恩典够我们用。
So the Bible tells us His grace is sufficient for us.
在我们难处一直在那里的时候，我们就说主。让你的恩典在我身上越过越加深。
So in the midst of these difficulties, our prayer to the Lord is that may His grace continue to increase in our lives.
以致我们能够说主你的恩典够我用。
And then we can also say,
能够带我经过
for me.
能够带我经过这个难处。
And you can lead me through this difficulty.
所以我们今天要知道，如果一个难处在我们祷告主没拿走，不要说主没听我的祷告。
So if there's a difficulty that we pray for and the Lord does not remove it, we cannot say that the Lord did not hear my prayer.
或者我生病了，为什么祷告主没拿走我的病，就说主没听我的祷告。
Or if I have an illness and the Lord did not heal me, so I say the Lord did not hear my prayer.
因为主今天要做一件事情，让这个病不再影响你。
Because the Lord is doing a work in your life so that this illness does not affect you. 这个难处
不再影响你。
So this difficulty no longer affects
you. 因为主要给更多的恩典。
Because the Lord is going to give more grace to you.
能够带你走过去。
And to lead you through it.
这个叫做见证。
This is testimony.
所希望我们在面对难处中，我们有这样的眼光。
So when we are faced with difficulties, may we have this view.
第二个，仇敌要做的就是让我们过舒服的生活。
Second, what the enemy wants to do is give us a comfortable life.
我常常会想，所罗门在舒服的时候，他没有，他还是仰望主的。
I was thinking that even though Solomon was comfortable, he was still seeking the Lord.
乃是经过一段时间他才下去的。
But it was over time that he fell.
我们今天在舒适中，我们要常常以主的事为念。
Today in our comfort, we must often meditate on the things of the Lord.
因为我们不会一直都在困难当中的。
Because we will not always be in times of difficulties.
在稍微舒服一点的时候，我们要能够以主的事为念。
But when we have times of comfort, we must focus on the Lord's things.
以弟兄姊妹的事为念。
Focus on the things of brothers and sisters.
因为这个会帮助我们警醒
，because this will keep us alert，
会约束我们的心思
，and it will restrict our mind and our thoughts。
我们能够蒙保守，而不会受到掉进迷惑里面去。
And we will be protected so that we do not fall into the pit of deception。
我们若想神能够记录我们在纪念册的话
，if we want God to record us in His book of remembrance。
我们不可以逃避考验。
We cannot run away from testing.
我们不可以不注意考验。
We cannot pay attention to testing.
真的东西都是经过考验出来。
Because real things are always produced through times of testing.
我们有时候在考验中我们失败了。
And sometimes in times of testing, we will fail.
我们跌倒。
We fall down.
我们要到主面前说主，求你怜悯我。
Means to come to the Lord and ask for mercy to give us one more opportunity.
我们感谢主，我们的神说我是以怜悯为怀的。
We thank our Lord that He said He's full of compassion and mercy.
我读圣经哈，有一个英文翻译他说 ，God is rich in mercy.
And English it says God is rich in mercy.
神是乐意怜悯的。
God is so willing to forgive.
乐意给我们机会的。
He is so willing to give us opportunities.
我们要有一个很强烈的信念。
So we must have a strong desire.
我要经过主给我的考验。
I will pass through this testing.
能够见证我的主是可爱。
Then I can testify how good my Lord is.
我能够见证我的主是宝贵。
I can testify how precious my Lord is.
这个不再是一个口号，乃是一个实际。
This is no longer just a slogan, but it is a reality.
所以这个愿意在考验，我们一定经过考验。
So we will go through this testing.
求主保守我。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
第二个我要提到的就是抓住机会。
Second, I want to share is we need to grab hold of our opportunity.
我们读一些圣经句。
Let's see some Bible verses.
哥林多前书第14章
1 Corinthians chapter 14
第29节
Verse 29
哥林多前书第14章第29节
1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 29
至于做先知讲道的只好两三个人三个人其余的人就当慎思明辨
Let two or three prophets speak and let the others judge.
使徒行传第17章
Acts chapter 17
第11节
Verse 11
这地方的人咸于 切撒罗尼迦的人甘心领受这道天天考察圣经要晓得这道是与不是
These were more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica in that they received the word with all readiness and searched the scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so.
路加福音第2章19节
Luke chapter 2 verse 19
玛利亚却把这一切的事存在心里反复思想
But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart.
马太福音第16章第6节
Matthew chapter 16 verse 6
耶稣对他们说你们要谨慎防备法利赛人的和撒都该人的笑
Then Jesus said to them, Take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees.
第12节
Verse 12
门徒这才晓得他说不是叫他们防备 饼的笑乃是防备法利赛人和撒都该人的教训
Then they understood that he did not tell them to beware of the leaven of bread but of the doctrine of the Pharisees and Sadducees
提摩太后书第4章
2 Timothy chapter 4
第3节
Verse
3 因为时候要到人必厌烦纯正的道理耳朵发痒就随从自己的情欲 增添好些师父，并且掩耳不听真道，偏向欢渺的言语。第四、第五节，第三到第四节。Verse 3 or verse 4.
For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables.
我们要抓住机会。
We need to grab hold of the opportunity to hear the word of the Lord.
保罗在这里说, 我们来聚会来听到要慎思明辨。
Paul tells us that when we come meeting and listen to words, we need to discern.
他这个翻译原来是judge, 你知道他用这个字是蛮重的。
We see here Paul uses the word judge. It is quite a heavy word.
我们要来知道这是不是神的话
We need to know whether this is the word of the Lord
当我们另外一个词我们可以用discern 我们就是要来分辨是在讲神的话吗
So we need to discern whether this is really the word of the Lord
我们有时候遇到我听不懂这些话
Maybe we encounter a situation where I don't understand these words
就像玛利亚好多事她都听不懂
Such as Mary, there were many things she did not understand.
但她可以存在心中, 然后反复思想,
but she pondered them in her heart.
她会找人交通, 而来明白这些话, and 是怎么样?
She would find others to fellowship with so she could understand these words.
你看初期教会, 那些弟兄姊妹, 他们听了神的话, 或者听聚会, 他们好好地查考圣经。
In the first churches, we see that brothers and sisters, when they heard the word, they thoroughly searched the scriptures.
他们要知道这是还是不是。
They needed to see whether this was or was not.
主耶稣对门徒说, 你要防备法利赛人和撒都该人的笑。
Our Lord Jesus told his disciples to take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees.
你要知道法利赛人、撒都该人他们是犹太人的老师。
We need to know that Pharisees and Sadducees are the teachers of the Jews.
他们是教导人的，他们是带领人的。
They teach them and they lead them.
他们的外表所讲的话对人非常的吸引。
And how they teach and how they lead, their outward appearance was very attractive.
犹太人也非常尊敬他们。
And the Jews respected them greatly.
但主耶稣说你要留心这些人。
But our Lord Jesus says you need to beware of them.
因为这些人讲的话,
because the words that these people speak, a lot of it is wrong.
就算他们讲对了,主耶稣怎么说,他们能说不能行。
Even if it is right, our Lord says that they can say, but they cannot do it. So we need to discern.
我们要分辨这是神的话吗?
We need to discern if it is truly the word of the Lord.
我们要分辨所听到的是出于神的吗?
We need to discern if what we heard is from the Lord.
我们要分辨这是神的负担, 神的心意吗?
We need to discern is this God's burden and God's will.
我们要来问什么是神的话?
We need to think, what is God's word?
我们当然说圣经是神的话。
Of course, we know the Bible is God's word.
那我们也知道圣经有两个字来讲到神的话。
We know there are two words that describe God's word.
一个是Logos,一个是Rhema.
One is Logos and one is Rhema.
Logos就是真的写在上面的真理,客观的真理。
Logos is the objective truth written in the Bible.
Rhema,那是神的话进入你的心。Rhema
is God's word entering your heart.
两个都是神的话。
Both of these are God's word.
我们来读圣经。 我们是要从圣经里面的生命。
When we read the Bible, we are to gain life from the Bible.
我们这些知识分子读圣经是来增加知识。
But often we read the Bible just to gain knowledge.
知识救不了我们的。
But knowledge cannot save us.
只有生命能够救我们。
Only life can save us.
所以我们要有一个态度，来到读主的话的时候，我们是要来得生命。
So we need to have an attitude that when we read of the word of the Lord, it is to gain life.
So 圣经是神的话.
The Bible is the word of God.
我们第二个,在讲台上,交通或者讲道的弟兄们,应该是传递神的话.
Second, the brothers who are speaking on the pulpit, they should be sharing the word of God.
如果传道的弟兄们在这里是真的传神的话,
if the brother speaking is indeed speaking the word of God,
真的传递神的心意, 神的目的, 神的负担的话,
and is speaking God's will, God's purpose,
我们就要很注意听,
then we need to pay close attention.
当然如果不是的话, 那你当然不用听,
and if not, then obviously you don't need to listen.
不止不用听, 你应该也不用来,
and not only do you not listen, but you don't even need to come.
如果他是真的,
but if this person is truly sharing God's word, we need to grab hold of the opportunity and
carefully,
because otherwise you are just wasting your time.
如果我们在这里讲的乃是要我们能够真的得神的生命,
if we really want to gain God's life,
我们要注意 的听是我能够来到聚会，我能够得生命。
We need to pay attention. When I come to the meeting place, do I gain life?
来聚会不是来听知识。
We come to meeting not just to gain knowledge.
我们乃是从聚会中得生命。
But in this meeting to gain life.
我们再读一节圣经。
Let's read one more Bible verse.
哥林多前书第11章。
1 Corinthians chapter 11.
第17节。
Verse 17.
我们只读下面这一句话,
we'll read the latter part.
保罗说,因为你们聚会不是受益,乃是遭神。
Since you come together not for the better but for the worse.
我们说我们来聚会就是要得益处嘛。
We say we come to meeting, it's for good.
但是保罗说会遭神啊。
But Paul says that it could be for the worse.
如果这个聚会 是真的在传递主的话, 而我们不听的话,
if this meeting is sharing God's word, but you do not listen, then it is for the worse.
当然如果这个聚会不是传递主的话, 那你是不用来, 因为来在浪费时间。
But if this meeting is not sharing God's word, then you don't need to come, because that is just wasting time.
所以我们非常注意, 我们聚会, 是不是在传递神的话, 传递神的负担的。
So we need to pay attention if our meeting sharing God's word and God's burden.
因为圣经很清楚告诉我们说, 如果这在传主的话, 我们不听,
Because the Bible is very clear to us that if this meeting is sharing God's word and you do not listen, it is for the worse.
Yes, 我想我们都经历哈，我们来聚会，有很多事情可能会影响我们没法专心听。
I think we have all experienced that when we come to the meeting, there could be many things that prevent us from listening carefully.
我们的脑袋在想别的事。
Our minds are thinking of other things.
有一些重担在我里面，我就一直在想。
There's something heavy in my mind and I keep thinking about other things. Or the whole meeting I'm just daydreaming. Or maybe we have even fallen asleep. Or maybe we're just looking at our phone. But it's more difficult now because many people often read the Bible on their phone. So this is a bit more difficult.
或者我们身体有需要，我们需要离开聚会一下。
Or maybe because of our bodily needs, we need to leave the meeting place.
或者我们根本就坐不住，一定要起来走。
Or we just can't sit still for so long. We need to go and stretch.
或者还有很多其他的原因。
Or there may be so many reasons.
弟兄姊妹，如果这里是真的传递神的话，你发现这个。 我们用这些态度的话,
Brothers and sisters, if this meeting is really sharing the word of God and you have this attitude, you will be suffer the worst.
我们弟兄告诉我们说我们要抓住机会能够得益处的。
And our brother shared with us that we need to grab hold of the opportunity to gain.
如果我们说我就是要这样过的话,
And if we insist on living our lives this way, then you will see that you never grab hold of this opportunity.
你知道,
and if you live this way, then you are just living a religious life. And this is called wasting your time. And one day you will regret. We need to grab hold of the opportunity to hear the word of the Lord.
哥林多前书第九章有一句话,
1 Corinthians chapter 9 has this word.
第九章27节, 他这里说, 他说, 我是攻克己身,叫身服我。
1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 27, But I discipline my body and bring it into subjection.
我们可能身体有需要。
We might have bodily needs.
No, 我们可能说, I can't help, I'm thinking something else. 我就是要去想别的东西。
Or you might say, I can't help it, I just get distracted and think of other things.
保罗在这里说, 我是攻克己身,叫身服我。
But Paul says, I discipline my body and bring it into subjection.
你说我今天真的很累。
And you might say, today I'm really tired.
保罗说, 攻克己身,叫身服我。
Again, Paul says, I discipline my body and bring it into subjection.
你说我今天就是不想听。
You might say, today I just don't want to listen.
保罗说,攻克己身,叫身服我。
Paul said, I discipline my body and bring it into subjection.
这个代价是我们都要付的。
This is a price that we all must pay.
我们要付个代价,叫身服我。
And the price we pay is to discipline our body and bring it into subjection.
不然的话,一点的事情我们就弱下去了。
Otherwise, once something comes up, then we will fall.
但有我们今天 从夏令会听到的信息,
so from the words we heard in summer retreat, time is very precious.
你说来聚会一个小时,
you might say, I come to meeting for 1 hour, I can waste this 1 hour.
你想想看,我们一年如果都参加多少聚会,你浪费了多少个小时。
But you think how many meetings you attend throughout the year, how many hours you have wasted.
我们来到聚会,我们就是要得生命。
We come to meeting, to gain life.
我常常在想, 玛利亚是怎么听主的话?
I often think, how did Mary listen to the Lord?
主耶稣的门徒是怎么样听主的话?
How did the Lord's disciples listen to the Lord?
怎么这两批人,一批人,为什么两个听主的话有这么不同的反应?
And why is there a difference in their reaction, though they both heard the word of the Lord?
这跟我们怎么来听主的话，我们的态度太有关系。And
this is so related to our attitude when we come to hear the Lord.
玛利亚能够听得见。
Mary could hear.
门徒没听见,
but the disciples could not
同样的声音,
hear.
同样的话都听,
they heard the same word.
我想这个事情啊, 给我们是一个很大的警惕。
I think this should be a great reminder and warning to us.
我想啊, 这个对着网上的弟兄姊妹也讲几句。
I would also like to share some words to brothers and sisters who are online.
我们感谢主这个在疫情中只能给我们有 Zoom 这个科技能够在网上聚会。
We thank the Lord that during this time of pandemic we can have Zoom and we have this technology that we can meet online.
其实我们要知道网上的聚会就是要就像我们要今天要来现场聚会一样。
But we need to have the same attitude when we meet online as if we met in person.
我们来不到这里见到弟兄姊妹，最少在网上见到弟兄姊妹。
We cannot meet brothers and sisters in person, but at least we can meet them online.
但你关了视频就见不到你。But
if you close your camera, then no one can see you.
对，我们都想见面。We
all want to see each other.
对吧？我们晚上全部视频都关了，我见谁呀？
But if every camera is closed, then who am I meeting?
如果我们真的说感谢主给我们。 没办法实体聚会，但网上还可以彼此见面。
But if our attitude is, Lord, though we cannot meet in person, I thank you that we still have the technology we can meet online.
但是我们发现还是很多弟兄姊妹是把视频关了。
But unfortunately, we still see that many brothers and sisters leave their cameras closed.
当然你有可能说我在生病，但是我很想参加聚会。你我躺在床上，那你不要开视频。
Of course, in the case if you are sick and you are in bed, you don't need to turn on your camera.
除非很特别的情况，还是鼓励弟兄姊妹要把视频打开。
It's only these special circumstances we encourage brothers and sisters to turn on your camera.
因为黑屏，人不知道你做什么，神知道。
Because when you have a blank screen, people do not know what you are doing, but God knows.
你带什么心态来聚会，人不知道，神知道。
People do not know what heart you are bringing to the meeting, but God knows.
不要骗自己。Do
not fool yourselves.
人不知道，神也不知道。
Do not fool yourselves into thinking that because other people do not know, that God also does not know.
弟兄姊妹，我们要抓住。
Brothers and sisters, we need to grab hold of all the opportunities that we can be serious before the Lord.
我们能够对主说，我是认真的。So
we can say to the Lord, I am a serious person.
我来读你的话，我是认真的。And
I seriously come and read your word.
我来聚会，我是认真的。And
when I come to meeting, I am serious. Otherwise, I don't need to come.
你是要给谁的面子来啊?
Because are you trying to please someone, so that's why you come?
还是要贿赂一下自己良心，说我有聚会?
Or you want to appease your conscience and say, oh, I have come to meeting.
弟兄姊妹，我们一定要拒绝过宗教的生活。
And brothers and sisters, we need to reject this life of religion and tradition.
不然的话，我们一定遭损，不是受益的。
Otherwise, we will suffer loss and it will not be for our benefit.
刚刚我们读的提摩太后书，我提到有一批人。
What we read in 2 Timothy, it speaks of a group of people.
他只要听自己要听的。
They only want to hear what they want to hear.
他不管那是不是神的话。
They don't care whether this is the word of the Lord.
他只要听自己顺耳的，他就听。
They only want to hear things that sound good to them.
我只喜欢听这句话，神的话我没有真的要听。I
only like to hear these words. I don't actually like to hear God's word.
他说掩耳不听正道。And
it says that they will not endure sound doctrine.
这些是在浪费时间。And
this is wasting time.
真的在浪费时间。It's
truly wasting time.
所以夏令会这次的信息告诉我们要好好抓住机会。
So messages from the summer retreat should remind us that we need to grab hold of these opportunities. Because our time is limited.
And
we hold on to these opportunities to hear the word of the Lord. And if we are able to do this, then we will be able to discern whether this is the word of the Lord or not. And then we will not waste our time.
这是第一个点，我想跟弟兄姊妹交流。
The first point I want to share with brothers and sisters.
第二个，要抓住机会悔改。
second is we need to grab hold of the opportunity to repent.
我想我不读这一段话了，大家都很熟悉的哈，路加福音十五章。
I won't read these verses, but we should be familiar with it. It's in Luke chapter 15.
这是浪子的故事。
It is the story of the prodigal son.
这个浪子拿了爸爸的钱就跑了。
This prodigal son took his father's money and he ran.
他去享受他的生活。
He went to enjoy his life.
但有一天他钱用完。
But one day he used up all his money.
也没得吃，那刚好遇到饥荒，又没得吃，也没人要帮他。
And they encountered a famine, so he had no food to eat, and no one was helping.
他人生到了绝路。
And he had reached a dead end in his life.
在这个故事里面有三句话，我们来注意一下。
There are three phrases in this passage that we should pay attention to.
第十七节，他说他醒悟过来。
In verse 17, it says, but when he came to himself.
十八节他说我要起来。
In verse 18, he says, I will arise and go.
第二十节于是起来。
And verse 20, it says, and he arose and came.
悔改有另外一个方式，就另外一个情况就是我降服了。
Repentance brings about another behavior that we surrender.
要知道我们很难降服的。
We need to know it's very difficult for us to surrender.
因为我们放不下我的面子。
Because we cannot lay down our pride.
我降服下来，我就变成没面子的人。
If we are able to surrender, then we lose our pride.
但是发现到了绝路，他能够放下他的面子。
But we see that when we come to the end of our road, then we will be able to lay down our faith.
当一个人还有方法的时候，他会顾到他的尊严。他不会降服的。
When someone still thinks they have a way out, they will care about their pride more.
不会降服，也不会回头。
They will not repent or surrender or turn back.
你想这个浪子，他不回头的话，他就饿死了。
Think about this prodigal son. If he did not repent and turn back, he would have starved to death.
当了有人，我宁可饿死都不回头。
Of course, there are those that might say, I would rather starve to death than not.
我为着我的尊严，为着我的面子，我饿死我就饿死。
Because of my faith, because of my pride, I would rather starve to death. I would not go back.
这个浪子怎么会回头？
So what caused this prodigal son to go back?
神兴起了一个环境叫做饥荒。
God raised an environment which is the famine.
你知道他用光他的钱，他可以再去赚。
We know that if he used up all his money, he could have got a job and made more money.
当他把钱都用完之后，连赚钱的机会都没有。
But when he used up all his money, he didn't even have an opportunity to earn money.
我们知道环境掌控在我们神的手中。
And we know that the circumstances or environment is in God's hands.
神用环境来教训我们。
And God uses these environments to wake us up.
所以这里你发现啊，这是。三个行动，第一个醒悟过来。
And so we see there are three actions here. First, if he came.
第二个，他有心愿，我要起来。
Second, he had a desire to rise up and go.
哎，我们都很多心愿的，对吧
？We all have lots of desires.
可是从来没付诸实行的。
But a lot of them never come to fruition.
但是这个浪子，他最后说我于是就起来了。
But we see this prodigal son. He says he arose and came.
我们翻到希伯来书第十二章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书第十二章讲到主对我们的管教。
And here it speaks of God's discipline to us.
我们看第五、第六节。
Let's turn to verse 5 and verse 6.
你们又忘了那劝你们如同劝儿子的话，说我儿，你不可轻看主的管教，被他责备的时候也不可灰心。因为主所爱的，他必管教，又鞭打他凡收纳的儿子。
Verse 5 and 6. And you have forgotten the exhortation which speaks to you as to sons. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor be discouraged when you are rebuked by him. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens, and scourges every son whom he receives.
第十节。
Verse 10.
生生的父都是暂随己意管教我们，唯有万灵的父。管教我们是要我们得益处，使我们在他的圣洁上有份。
For they indeed for a few days chastened us as seemed best to them, but he for our profit, that we may be partakers of his holiness.
神的管教常用环境来管教我们。God
often uses the environment to chasten and discipline us.
这些环境都是神特别为你安排。This
is an environment God has specifically prepared just for you.
我们要注意神给我们的环境。We
need to pay attention to these environments.
我们今天面对这些难处，我们的反应是什么？When
we are faced with these difficulties and circumstances, what is our reaction?
一个是逃避。One
is to run away.
我们找方法绕过这个难处可以出来。And
we find ways to go around this difficulty to avoid.
我们能够逃得出去。And
we can avoid it and run.
刚刚读的圣经啊，他讲过，他说不要轻看主的管教。But
our verse in Hebrews says, "Do not despise the chastening of the Lord."
我们可以把这个不当一回事。We
can treat this as nothing.
好像我们一个难处，哎呀，没太大的难处。That
when we encounter difficulty, we say, "Oh, this is no big deal."
我生个病，看医生就好。
Oh, I am sick. I'll just go visit the doctor and I'll be healed.
我吃个药就好。
I'll take some medication and I'll be healed.
我们有没有想过问问为什么生病？
Have we ever come to the Lord and asked, why did this sickness
and my sickness? 有没有问问主为什么有这个难处呢？
Have we ever asked the Lord, why am I encountering this difficulty?
这就是我们轻看神给我们的环境。
And this is because we belittle the circumstances the Lord has placed in our lives.
第二个，我们抱怨。
The second, we complain.
当我们逃不了的话,
if we cannot run away from it, then we start to complain. And we are so bitter. And we are full of complaining.
一个神的儿女不明白神的管教是非常大的损失。If
God's children do not know the discipline of the Lord, this is a huge loss.
这是一个糊涂人。
This is a foolish person.
第三个,
third,
当面对神管教，我们可以降服。
When we are faced with the discipline of the Lord, we need to surrender.
好像我们刚刚读的那段圣经，他管教我们是要给我们得益处的。
Like the Bible verse we just read, He disciplines us, it's for our good.
让我们能够更像我们的主。
So that we can be more like our Lord.
在他的圣洁上有份。
And be partakers of His holiness.
我们弟兄跟我们交通说, 神创造时间就是要得一个人或者得一群人。
Our brothers share with us that God created time to gain a people or a group of people.
像道成肉身的主耶稣一样。
And that they can be like our Lord Jesus who became flesh.
管教是有目的。
And discipline has a purpose.
乃是要我们降服, 能够成为他这一群人中的一份。
And it is so that we can be a part of this group of people.
能够被主得着, 能够磨成他的样子。
So that we can be obtained by the Lord and be molded into His image.
第四个, 在管教中就是要我们悔改。
Fourth is, in this discipline is the Lord asking us to repent.
我要用约伯的做例子。
I want to use Job as an example.
圣经说约伯敬畏神远离恶事。
The Bible says that Job feared God and shunned evil.
撒旦要来对付他, 神容许。
Satan wanted to deal with Job and God allowed it.
这是约伯。
This is the testing that Job must go through. And the difficulty he encountered was so great. When we see the difficulty of Job, we might be terrified. We see that God did not save Job.
没有听他的祷告,
did not hear Job's prayer.
好像神苦待了约伯。
It is as if God is letting Job just suffer.
我们看他的确很苦。
Indeed, Job was suffering.
生病。
He was sick.
说身体很苦。
And so his body was sick.
我全部的孩子都没有。
He was suffering in his body and he lost all his children.
心灵非常的痛苦。
And he was suffering in his heart.
有三个好朋友来安慰他。
And then three of his friends came to comfort him.
越安慰越苦.
The more they comforted him, the more sorrowful he became.
所以他基本上就苦苦苦.
So he was so sorrowful and bitter.
我们读约伯记发现他跟他三个朋友有一件事是一样的.
When we see the story of Job, we see that there is one thing in common between Job and his friends.
他们都觉得自己是对的.
They all think that they are right.
约伯说我没有错.
Job said that I have not done any wrong.
我是对的.
I am right.
三个朋友说你错了.
And three friends said you are wrong.
他三个朋友都觉得我们没有错，就是你错.
And three friends thought the same that we have not done any
wrong. 四个人所有的对话都是我们是对的.
And so the interaction between these four people, they all say, I am right, you are wrong.
你想想这种对话有结果吗?
And we must think if this type of conversation
was
the outcome.
我跳过以利户的对话.
And I will skip over the words of Elihu.
你发现有个转折点在这个上面.
We find that there is this turning point.
那个转折点是终于约伯跟神对话.
It is when Job finally has fellowship with God.
在人里面一直的对话没出路.
When Job was talking among people, there is no way out.
都说自己对.
They all thought they were right.
但是终于有一个转跟神对话.
But there was this turning point when Job spoke to the Lord.
当这个对话, 约伯眼睛被打开了.
And through this fellowship, Job's eyes were opened.
他醒悟了.
And he was awoken.
他抓住机会悔改.
And he grabbed hold of this opportunity to repent.
我们看约伯记42章.
So when we turn to Job chapter 42,
第五、第六节,
verse 5 and 6.
我从前风闻有你, 现在亲眼看见你, 因此我厌恶自己, 在尘土和炉灰中懊悔.
I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eyes see you. Therefore, I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes.
一个整天觉得自己不错的人怎么到了会厌恶自己呢?
From how could one change from being so self-righteous and thinking they are good to abhorring themselves?
整个关键就是他跟神对话.
And the whole turning point is that he had fellowship with God.
他跟神对话, 他眼睛打开.
When he spoke to God, his eyes were open.
他打开了眼睛, 他就抓住机会悔改.
And when his eyes were open, he grabbed hold of the opportunity to repent.
他的悔改是真的.
And his repentance was true.
他不是外表做的.
He's not just outwardly repenting.
我们好多的悔改都是外表做的.
So much of our repenting is just outward.
我们这里的孩子太多悔改都是外表做的，同意吧?
And so many of the kids here, the repentance is just outwardly.
要平息我父母对我的责骂.
And I just want to appease the anger of my parents.
但是约伯的悔改是真实的。
But Job's repentance was real and true.
他这个改变成为他的见证。
And this change became his testimony.
只有这样子，神只有用这样的环境，才能够打破约伯看自己是好的。
God had to use these circumstances to break Job's notion that he was a good person.
没有其他办法能够使约伯看到。
There is no other way to show Job that he cannot.
他太自义了,
because he was so self-righteous.
说神需要动一个, 用一个环境, 不是害他, 是救他。
So God had to use these circumstances not to harm him but to save him.
千万不要误会神在害约伯。
We can never misunderstand that God was harming
神跟约伯过不去。
That God was purposely doing this to Job.
不要误会,神是爱约伯,在救约伯。
We cannot understand this because God was wanting to save Job.
使他与神的圣洁有份。
So that he could have a, be a partaker of his holiness.
使他得益处的。
And it is for Job's benefit.
那我们问他三个朋友呢?
So then we need to ask, what about Job's three friends?
圣经没讲他三个朋友改变。
The Bible does not say that his three friends changed.
我们看42章第7节。
We look at
第七、第八节,
Job chapter 42, verse 7 and 8.
耶和华对约伯说话以后, 就对提摩, 提曼人以利法说，我的怒气向你和你两个朋友发作，因为你们议论我不如我的仆人约伯说的。现在你们要取七只公牛七只公羊到我仆人约伯那里去，为自己献上燔祭，我的仆人约伯就为你们祈祷，我因说悦纳他，就不按你们的欲望办你们。你们的议论我不如我的仆人约伯说的是。
And so it was after the Lord had spoken these words to Job that the Lord said to Eliphaz the Temanite, my wrath is aroused against you and your two friends, for you have not spoken of me what is right as my servant Job has. Now therefore take for yourself seven bulls and seven rams, go to my servant Job and offer up for yourselves a burnt offering, and my servant Job shall pray for you, for I will accept him, lest I deal with you according to your folly, because you have not spoken of me what is right, as my servant Job has.
这三个人因为爱约伯，所以来安慰他，劝他。
These friends loved Job, so they came to comfort him.
但他们的行动不蒙神的悦纳。
But their actions were not pleasing to God.
他们服侍约伯，神不喜悦。
And their service to Job was not pleasing to God, not remembered by God.
我们夏令会听了这个亚伯跟该隐的事。
When we hear the story of Abel and Cain,
这里神悦纳了约伯，不悦纳那三个来服侍他的朋友。
God remembered Job, but God did not remember his three friends.
我想主要的他们没有经过神的管教。
The primary reason is that they did not suffer the discipline of God.
他们对神的认识有缺陷。
And they had lacking in their understanding of God.
他们是好心的来安慰约伯。
In the goodness of their heart, they came to comfort Job.
是照着他自己看为对的来跟约伯讲。
According to what they thought was right, they
talked to Job. 神用了一个很重的话，你们是愚妄的。
God uses very serious words here. He says that you are foolish.
你的愚妄这个字很重，就是说你随意爱说什么就说什么。
This word foolish is very serious. It means that you are saying whatever you want to say.
你说我是好心来劝的，怎么变得我是愚妄的呢？
You might say I came out of the goodness of my heart. How did this turn to foolish?
我想这三个朋友可能从始至终没有觉得他错在哪里。
I think throughout this whole time, the three friends never understood where they went wrong.
我们要问我们自己，你是哪一种人？
And we need to ask ourselves, what type of person are you?
你是约伯还是那三个朋友？
Are you Job or are you his three friends?
我们说我们不想像约伯，太苦。
We say we don't want to be like Job. His life was too difficult, too much suffering.
但是我们要问，我愿意接受主在我身上的管教。
But we need to ask, are we willing to accept the discipline of the Lord in our lives?
还是我怕苦，我怕主的管教。
Or because we're afraid of suffering, so we're afraid of God's discipline in our lives.
可能我们有很多人会像那三个朋友。
Perhaps many of us are more like these three friends.
我们热心在帮助别人。
And we're very fervent in helping others.
我们热心在劝勉别人。
And we are very fervent in exhorting others.
甚至人主的责备，我们都不知道错在哪里。
And even when God rebukes us, we don't know where we were wrong.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要抓住机会来听主的话。
So brothers and sisters, we need to grab onto the opportunity.
或者在这里，我们要抓住机会与主对话。
And we need to grab onto the opportunity to have fellowship with the Lord.
我们要抓住机会悔改。
Grab on to the opportunity to repent.
我们抓住机会能够醒悟过来。
And grab on to the opportunity to be awakened.
弟兄姊妹，你有多久没有经历神的管教？
Brothers and sisters, how long has it been since you experienced the discipline of the Lord?
活着是有管教，但是你是否都是轻看神的管教。
Or there has been discipline, but you belittled it and ignored it.
我都会绕路绕过神的管教。
I can always go around it and go around God's discipline.
我也常可以不理神对我的管教。
And I can ignore God's discipline.
在我们生活中 没有神的管教不是一件好事。
In our lives, if we do not have God's discipline, this is not a good thing.
路加福音第十八章，主耶稣讲了一个比喻。
Luke chapter 18, the Lord speaks of a parable.
他这里讲了两个人，一个法利赛人，一个税吏。十八章，第十到第十四节。
Here the Lord Jesus speaks of two people. One is a Pharisee and one is a tax collector. In verse 10 to verse 14.
这法利赛人就很像约伯那三个朋友。
And this Pharisee is like Job's three friends.
他说我犹在行义啊我。
And says, I'm doing good things.
我有进每个礼拜进食两次。
I fast twice a week.
我捐上十分之一。
I give tithes of all that I possess.
他守律法守得非常好。
He kept the law very closely.
弟兄姊妹，我们有没有觉得我们今天每天花二十分钟读圣经，十分钟早上祷告，哇，感觉非常好。
Sisters, do we feel that if we every day read the Bible for 20 minutes and pray for 10 minutes, that we feel very good about it?
我每天都有灵修，都有晨更。
That every day I have prayer and morning devotion.
我每天祷告五次。
I pray 5 times every day.
我每周都参加聚会，可能还不止参加一个聚会。
Every week I attend meetings, perhaps even multiple meetings.
我们会不会觉得我不错？
Do we think that we are pretty good?
如果我们觉得不错，我们可能不小心就像这个法利赛。
If we think that we are pretty good, we might accidentally become like the Pharisee.
说我这些东西我都做。
We say all these things we have done.
我不错。
I'm pretty good.
说我没有醒过来。
So I have not been awakened.
我们来看这个税吏。
Let's look at the tax collector.
我想他知道他的问题。
I think the tax collector knew his problem.
税吏就是一个爱钱的人。
Because tax collector is one who loves money.
所以你发现他在那里祷告，他不是觉得自己不错，他祷告说，他可能觉得我爱钱不对，但我没办法不爱钱。
So we see when the tax collector prayed that perhaps he knew that he loved money, but he could not love it.
我贪钱，但我没办法不贪钱。
He knew he was greedy, but he didn't know how he could be not greedy.
他心里面非常的苦。
So he was suffering in his heart.
他在抓住机会跟主祷告说，神啊，开恩可怜我这个罪。
So he grabbed hold of this opportunity and said, God be merciful to me, a sinner.
神啊，开恩可怜我这个罪。
God be merciful to me, a sinner.
主耶稣怎么说？
What did the Lord say?
主耶稣说，这个税吏比那个法利赛人更有义。
Lord Jesus said, I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other.
就好像神对约伯对这三个朋友说，约伯议论我比你们议论我更正确。
And this is like what God said of Job, that Job is right and you are not.
我们今天能够有这税吏的祷告。
Today, can we have this prayer like this tax collector?
我们想抓住机会悔改。
Can we grab hold of the opportunity to repent?
我们要向这个税吏的祷告。
We need to have the prayer like this tax collector.
神啊，开恩可怜我这个人。
God be merciful to me, a sinner.
我们能够有这样祷告说，神啊，开恩可怜我这个瞎眼的人。
Do we have the prayer, God be merciful to me, someone who is blind?
神啊，你可以开恩，可怜我这个没有能力的人。
God be merciful to me, someone who has no strength.
神啊，你可以开恩，可怜我这个常常陷在自己里面的人。
God be merciful to me, as someone who is living in myself.
神啊，你可否开恩，可怜我这个常常变来变去。心不专一，心怀恶意的人。
God be merciful to me, someone who is constantly changing and is double-minded to you.
这个学不来。
This is not something you can learn.
这个不能从外面做。
This is not something you can just do outwardly.
必须从里面真的向主这样祷告。
It must be from your heart that you pray to
God. 因为神是查看里面。
Because God is looking at your heart.
如果我们今天信主这些年日里面都没有这样到主面前。
If in all the years we have believed in the Lord, we've never come to the Lord this way, then you are just prepared to live a life of Christian religion and tradition. And one day you will regret. May the Lord have mercy on us. May He open our eyes. That we can awaken. Today the Lord saved us. He gives His life to us. It's not for us to live a life of
religion,
but for us to know Him and to gain life from Him.
因为我们真的没遇见过我们的神,
but because we have never truly met our
Lord,
or we don't often meet our Lord,
主的话对我们开始厌倦,
then the word of the Lord,
或者各种的原因, 我不愿意听,
or for various reasons, we no longer
listen to,
and things that happen in our lives, we don't listen to His word.
你发现我们就是在浪费时间,
and then we find that we are wasting our time.
我们连夏令会的信息都没真的听进去,
even the messages from summer retreat we didn't really
take. 因为我们应该是抓住机会, 我们回转到主的面前,
we should be grabbing hold of this opportunity.
神给我们的环境就是让我们有机会来抓住,
God gives us these circumstances for us to hold on,
让我们能够来听祂的话,
for us to hear His word,
把祂的话听到我们的心中去,
and for us to hear His word, that we can hear His word and surrender, and for us to hear His word and repent, and to have a real change. This is testimony. I would like to end with this Bible verse. Let us turn to Jeremiah chapter 48.
耶利米书第48章,
Jeremiah chapter 48 verse 11.
摩押自幼年以来, 常想安逸, 如酒在渣滓上澄清, 没有从这器皿, 倒在那器皿, 也未曾被掳去, 因此他的原味尚存, 香气未变。
Moab has been at ease from his youth. He has settled on his dregs, and has not been empty from vessel to vessel, nor has he gone into captivity. Therefore his taste remained in him, and his scent has not changed.
他说这里有一种人, 就是摩押人, 他是幼年以来就过很舒服的生活。
Here it says, Moab has been at ease from his youth, which means he's been living a comfortable life.
我想我们现在在美国出生这些孩子们可能从一出生就过非常好的生活。
I think for those of us who live here in the United States, and those of us who grew up here, we live a very comfortable life.
他说没有从一个器皿倒到另外一个器皿里面。
He has not been empty from vessel to vessel.
所以他的原味尚存，香气未变。
Therefore his taste remains in him and his scent has not changed.
从一个器皿倒到另一个器皿就是管教。
Being poured from one vessel to another is discipline.
因为每次的倒,它的渣滓就越少一点。
Because each time you pour, the dregs goes less
hard. 当你渣滓少一点,就是与神的圣洁有份。
And the less dregs that they have, it means you're a partaker in God's holiness.
所以这个倒就是 神的管教或者圣灵的管制。
So this pouring is the discipline of God.
我们在什么情况里面不让神把我们从一个器皿倒到另外一个器皿？
In what circumstances do we not allow God to pour us from one vessel to
another?
Here it speaks very clearly, a comfortable life. Because we want to live a comfortable life.
我们怕苦,
we are afraid of difficulties, we are afraid of
being
poor. We want to live a comfortable life.
所以你发现啊,
and so it appears that there's no discipline of God
in our lives.
And even if there is, we belittle it and pass
by
it. No wonder we have so little change.
我在想这段话, 常想安逸, 很多时候讲到我们的生活。
And when it says here, at ease, it speaks of our lives.
但是我在想, 安逸这个字, 可能还不只是我们的生活。
But when I think about at ease, it might be more than just our lives.
乃是我就做我想做的事。
But it's that I do what I want to do.
这是安逸。
This is what it means to be at
ease. 我要做什么我就做什么。
Whatever I want to do, I do it.
英文可以说, I just do it my way. 我就要照着我的方法做。
You could say, I just do it my way.
这绝对没从一个team 倒到另外一个team。
And there is no way you would be poured from one vessel to another.
还有另外一个, 我留在我的comfort zone。 我留在我最舒服的一个情况里。
And the other way is when I stay in my comfort zone, I stay in the things that I'm comfortable with.
我拒绝改变。
And I reject to be changed.
我拒绝离开这个comfort zone.
I reject leaving this comfort zone.
所以我就没办法从一个情倒到另外一个情。
So I cannot be poured from one vessel to another.
如果没有倒，没错，你真的重生得救。
If you have not been poured from vessel to vessel, indeed you are a born again Christian.
这里的话很重, but 他说你的原位未变。
But the word here is very severe. It says your scent has not changed.
你的原味尚存，你的香气未变。
Your taste remains in you. Your scent has not changed.
人到你面前，基本上你还是新主。五年、十年、二十年、三十年、五十年，你的原味未变。
And so when other people meet you, no matter how long you believe, 5, 10, 20, 30, 50 years, yet your scent has not changed.
这不是一个好事。
This is not a good thing.
说求主怜悯我。
So may our Lord have mercy on us.
我们在主面前说主，我需要改变。
When we come before the Lord, we have a prayer, Lord, I need to change.
我不可能不改变。
I cannot have no change.
不改变就是说主，你的生命在我里面没用。
If I don't change, it means that the life of Christ has no effect on us.
主的生命一定是有效的。
But we know that the life of Christ is effective.
问题一定是我的。
So the problem is on our end.
挡住主的生命在我身上成功。
We have blocked the working of the Lord in our lives.
但愿我们看重我们能够改变有这个见证出来。
May we see that how important it is that we change and we have this testimony.
我们看重能够成为主的见证人。
May we see the importance that we need to be His testimony.
对主说,
and ask the Lord to examine us.
制作我, mold, work on me.
Oh, mold me.
坐在我身上, work on me.
Do your work on me.
使我能够成为你在创造时间里面所要得着的那一个人,那一群人。
That I can be that person, part of this group of people who you desire when you created the earth.
以致那天见你的时候, 发现我这一生是有东西蒙你纪念的。And
when we meet you, then we have things that are remembered by the Lord.
我们低头一起有点祷告。Let
us bow our heads for a word of prayer.
说谢谢你常给我们机会。Dear
Lord, I thank you that you continue to give us opportunities.
常常在这里提醒我们。You
continue to remind us.
说我们就求你怜悯，给我们能够回转归向。
May you have mercy on us that we can repent and turn back to you.
主给我们真的有耳听见你对我们讲的话。
May you give us ears that we can hear the word you have to say to us.
主我们抓住机会来真的听你的话。
That we hold on to these opportunities to hear your word.
我们抓住机会来降服在你面前。
We hold on to these opportunities to surrender before you.
我们抓住机会悔改。
We hold on to these opportunities to repent and return back to you.
说在你还给我们的时间里面, 让我们前面每一个人都有条路来走。
Dear Lord, while you still give us this time, may we each walk this way forward.
说恢复你的见证在我们的当中。
May you restore your testimony in our midst.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Amen.